About a quarter to five on the afternoon of April 28, 1958, there was a sudden burst of activity at Mount Royal Station, down in the grassy hollow where Mount Royal Avenue meets Cathedral Street. The activity was predictable. The legendary B&O to New York was taking on passengers. This was the last time the B&O would ever make its run to New York. It was the end of the line. But it was the daily arrival and departure of the B&O Royal Blue to New York for 62 years that accounted for what little railroading went on in Mount Royal Station, which since the day it opened in 1896 was everything but a train station. A porter who worked there said, quote, "Very little goes on in this station. Standing around all day drives me crazy," end quote. The place moved sleepily through the years. The waiting room seemed to be quietly converted into a mountain lodge, with fires burning in fireplaces at either end of the room. A gramophone played soothing music, and occasionally a honeymooning couple could be seen dancing to it. From time to time, the place would become an art gallery. Somebody had the idea to make the waiting area more of a front porch, and so the station had four rocking chairs placed strategically around the room. And one year, the rockers mysteriously disappeared, an apocalyptic event that set Ballmer howling in protest. And several days later, they were mysteriously back. The slopes outside became an amphitheater, and crowds would gather on lawn chairs to watch concerts. But by 1961, passenger trains stopped coming through Mount Royal Station. The art came down. Celebrities neither arrived nor departed. The amphitheater closed down. The fires burned out. The music of the gramophone stopped. Today, Mount Royal Station operates as part of the Maryland Institute College of Art. And nobody knows what happened to the only rocking chairs in the world, once part of the waiting room of a train station in Baltimore.